We're going to be speaking some on union with Christ, but some on the nation. The Lord has spoken two things to me since last night, and they both basically say the same thing, just differently. So I want you to hear what he's saying about America and where he's going about America. And then we'll talk more on union. And I realize we only just have 30 minutes, so we'll do our best to make it quick. Okay, I just about 10 minutes ago saw an eagle, which I saw when we were at was it Philadelphia? Where we were in Philadelphia, actually walking out of the first, I think it was the first governmental house that we had here in America, and we were walking across the lawn, at which time I saw an eagle fly by me. I saw him bank, not like eagles bank, but just like a car making a U-turn. And he was going back from the direction he had just come from. And he told me, I'm going to cause America to make a calculated turn that is going to bring her back to the glory she once had. And this is what he told me several years ago when I saw this vision originally. Well, I just saw the vision again after all these years. But the vision, instead of it flying by me in that green area, it was flying by me here in my office, making that U-turn. And the Lord spoke to me, and he said, soon America is going to make the U-turn. Then last night, when I was praying over America, he told me three things that we must pray today. And that is, America, cease and desist with your evil. And then the third thing he said, and I saw a hand go up like a policeman who works with kind of a stop sign kind of thing. And this hand went up, and the man bearing that stop sign said, America, stop! And then the vision came to pass. And I feel like God is saying, I've given you the grace to overcome. Now I want you to overcome. And I also sensed that although America deserves judgment, what he will do is bring forth justice. That America might find her place of peace and rest. So this is where we're headed. America is at the Y in the road. She can humble herself. I'm not saying all will do that, but those who are of critical nature, that they would do that, would allow God to actually bring blessings, glory, and honor on the nation. So he's telling America to cease and to desist with its evil, and to stop And in this stopping, I sensed that it was like those who would and those who could to raise up a standard to stop the nation from moving forward in the plan that the enemy has for her. So we must talk about these things. We must talk about what it's going to take. We must talk about what God's will is. I think almost more than we need to talk about what the evil one's will is. We already know that he wants to bring America to destruction. But that's not God's will, and greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So we have the assurance that if we will do what is necessary, God will have space, room, and ability to carry it from there and take us straight through to victory. So I want you to know, and I want you to understand, God does not want to bring judgment. He does want to bring justice. When you look through the book of the Judges, you come to see that God isn't bringing judgment upon Israel. God is bringing judgment upon Israel's enemies. Throughout the book, was Israel where it needed to be with God? No. In fact, the truth is we were a long way from where we needed to be. But God still delivered us of our enemies when we did what we needed to do, what we knew to do, and he helped us in both areas. He helped us ride the path of victory, and he helped us overcome our enemy, on whom he was bringing judgment. So when we talk about justice, God wants to help us. That doesn't mean we're never going to have a problem. But whatever the problem may be that will occur, it's for the express purpose. Now listen to this, please, very carefully, because it pertains to you. You're one of God's intercessors. You're one of his prophetic intercessors. So you need to hear the truth so you can pray by the truth. But God's design for America at this point in time is to bring America through justice into victory, putting his hand up against the elite and against those that want to bring destruction to America, and calling the people that want victory. Ricky talked one time about a vision that she had about Israel coming through the River Jordan into the Promised Land, and I can concur on that with her, because I myself have seen that. And those of you who have read my book Prepare, you would find that in my book. Rick was not aware of that. She was just sharing what God showed her. So, and I didn't use the same words that she used, but the meaning is the same. So God is getting ready to raise up his standard on behalf of the church and on behalf of the ignorant and erring. So those who are erring ignorantly, he is going to awaken. He's going to anoint to do their part in bringing America through, but primarily his church. That is his greatest concern. I must say, too, that he has a bit of care for Israel, and he wants to see Israel come into freedom as well. So we look for and we hope for Urapasinkre Patonsa Shumterovrat Arasavabavansi Kali Krimas Orabava Sinkrama Shinkrepa Zivarabonosiakaba Hataziveke Shokamanantai Oreba Shekama Esama Kritoma Shinkrebe Van Soroboto Veshangaba. He is going to show America the face of victory. The years that we have invested in loving God, he is going to help us come into the place we need to come to receive the fullness of his blessings. Now, I saw a vision some time ago where I saw the vision 2024. First of all, I saw the vision of the July 4th when he went up to the mountain. What was the name of that mountain of the president's face? When he went up to Mount Rushmore and he proclaimed certain things over America, and what he did by the power, force, and authority of God. He legally brought America back to the 1776 status. He did this legally. Our declaration, our Constitution, he brought it back to the 1776 position. Trump did this before he left office. So legally, that's where we stand. We don't stand in 1781 or anything that has transpired since then. We now legally stand as a republic. All the paperwork has been filed. Everything that can be done has been done. So when Trump comes back into office and he's able to bring his, you might say, his army with him, I can promise you we are going to start seeing fantastic things because America is not being run according to the 1776 proposal. Or in this case, Constitution. Isn't that exciting? I can promise you. If you don't know if it's exciting, I can promise you it's exciting. It is exciting. Do not fear about anything that is about to happen because it's all part of the protocol. It's all, and I mean heavenly protocol. It's all about the forces being moved out of the way that is hindering, and the forces that are wanting God's way, wanting to promote God's way, wanting to give God's way to America, coming in. In the end of this transition, the Lord showed me a vision. And I saw a capital and the word, oh, what was the word? It was a word, a synonym, meaning complete, authority,
absolute.
He is coming in and he's going to bring America to absolute authority in righteousness. So no matter what happens, no matter what happens, you've got to keep that in mind. You've got to keep it in prayer. Absolute authority is coming, and it's for God's will, not man's. And I believe with all my heart that the one who's going to bear it is Trump, because in the vision, he was the one doing it. So I saw July 4th, and that July 4th was like a main, bringing America back to the main thoroughfare of God's will. The papers that were signed between that time and the time that Trump was removed from office illegally, there were things signed by him that the government that wanted to stay in power over America cannot change. The liberals cannot change it. They can't change what Trump has done. Furthermore, I know every time you hear me speak about America, I keep saying Trump is the legal president, not Biden. I am against an illegal president in my heart. I wouldn't hurt the man for anything. But in my heart, I want God's best for this nation. And God looks at Trump as being that man. So he has his hand on him. He is still the president legally. Biden is president, but he's not there legally. And that makes all the difference in the world. So God is going to bring us through a cycle. This eagle that I saw was coming through a cycle and heading right back to the beginning, which is 1776. Isn't this exciting? I wish I could hear your excitement. I know that I am so excited, I can't stand it. So, but God is calling us to something. He isn't just making this move so that we can enjoy walking in liberty in our conservatism. He's making this move because he wants a fresh new face on America, which I just saw. So looking at verse 37, we have, "You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind." This is the great, the most important principle and first commandment. We shall love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our mind. If you are doing that, you're in union. You can't do this without union. You can be loving the Lord a lot with your mind, loving the Lord a lot with your heart, and loving the Lord a lot with your soul and your will. But it takes union. It takes the power and the authority inside of us to bring us ultimately into union. And there are many that he is working with even now. There are many he's working with that are just so stubborn they'll never come into it. But there's many that he's working with that are not stubborn and will come in to this beautiful and wonderful grace. And through our prayers and our stance, not just our prayers, but we must stand against the enemy. We are standing before our enemy. The sign is up in the air. Stop! 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 And we are in a place of being able to tell our nation, cease and desist with the evil. We command you to stop, because that's what God said in the vision. That's how he wants us to pray, and that's how he wants to move. So that's coming, but we've got to stand for it. I saw that very clearly in the vision. So we'll do our part. He'll do his part. Trump will do his part. Regardless of what the liberals do between now and 2024, don't look at it. You can rejoice with things that you want to see, but if you don't see all that you want to see, don't look at it. Just stand and keep saying, stop. We command this nation to stop, to cease and desist with evil. And God's going to answer that cry. Why is he going to answer it? Because he loves us, and because he loves purity. He loves righteousness. So if we'll stand with him, he'll stand with us. What a wonderful God we have. Is it not true? We have a wonderful... I can't tell you how close this turning of the eagle is. I can't tell you it's going to happen in 2022, 2023, but it's going to happen around something else that's going to happen prior to this in 2024. It may be 22 or 23, but something, there is something that God is preparing for us even now that's going to enable this eagle to make its U-turn right across the turn that the liberals forced upon this nation. Well, they have forced things upon this nation for the last time. We're not going to keep putting up with it. We are going to stand in faith until the word of the Lord comes to pass. Now, I never was able to talk to you about union, but I know that what I have given you is exactly what the Lord wanted you to hear. I guess our little bit about union is in verse 37. If we live like that, we're going to be able to move America into that U-turn so easily, it's going to boggle our mind. We love you. We thank you for praying with us. We thank you for praying at home. We're trying to help you know how to pray. So we're going to finish our prayers tonight. I'm going to finish it out. But just know, God is with us. He is not against us. He is with us. And if God is with us, who can be against us? Amen. Amen.